KSRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Supreme Court preparing to release its ruling in former President Trump's presidential immunity case.
It's the final day of the Supreme Court's term, and decisions will be announced in the remaining cases. Topping the list is a high-profile case about the scope of presidential power. Justices will announce whether a former president is immune from federal prosecution for official acts. Donald Trump faces federal charges related to trying to overturn the 2020 election results, and his trial was to start months ago but has been delayed while the Supreme Court considers the issue. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden is at Camp David with his family as questions persist over whether he will stay in the race for the White House following his subpar performance in the presidential debate with former President Trump. According to the New York Times, his family is urging Mr. Biden to remain in the race. Also at SRNNews.com, what could be a catastrophic storm, a Category 4 hurricane, is bearing down on the Caribbean's Windward Islands. BBC's Will Grant on Storm Watch.
Communities across the Caribbean are readying themselves for some difficult hours ahead. In Barbados, thousands have heeded the government's advice to board up their homes and shutter their businesses. The island is the first in the region to feel the impact of Hurricane Beryl, which has intensified to a Category 4 storm as it moved west. With storm surge warnings also in place, people in the region's low-lying islands are bracing themselves for the worst, with many stocking up at supermarkets and petrol stations in St. Vincent before the storm makes landfall.
U.S. military bases in Europe on a heightened state of alert amid reports of a terrorist threat. Multiple media reports of a threat against U.S. facilities and or military personnel in Europe. On Wall Street, the Dow up 201 points. This is SRN News. Tennessee prays.
Republican Governor Bill Lee has signed a resolution urging residents to pray every day in the month of July for God to heal the state. The resolution mentions, quote, violence committed upon its citizens by other citizens, violent crime in the schools, and the flow of deadly fentanyl and other drugs. The Tennessee resolution recalls similar calls to prayer and fasting by presidents, governors, and members of the Founding Fathers, dating all the way back to the birth of this country. Officials in other states say they might follow Tennessee's lead on the matter. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews in the predominantly Muslim region of Dagestan in southern Russia say they are determined to regroup and rebuild following a deadly attack by Muslim terrorists on Christian and Jewish houses of worship in two cities last month. The attacks killed 21 people, injured at least 43 others in the restive region in the North Caucasus on the Caspian Sea. This is SRN News. The greatest danger faced by surf lovers?
Stinging jellyfish and sharks on the hunt are some ocean hazards that might typically worry beachgoers, but rip currents account for the most beach rescues every year. Six people drowned in rip currents over a recent two-day period in Florida. About 100 people drown from rip currents along U.S. beaches each year. That's according to the U.S. Life Saving Association, and more than 80% of beach rescues annually involve rip currents. John Scott reporting.
And a man bitten by a shark over the weekend on Florida's northeast coast is on the mend. Officials from the Nassau County Sheriff's Office, it's north of Jacksonville, found the victim aboard a boat with a nasty shark bite on one of his arms. He remains in the hospital and is said to be recovering now. This was last month's third shark attack in Florida. More details, SRNNews.com.